This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 31st of March. There are warnings of gales in Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, 350 miles west of Bailey, 998, expected 250 miles northeast of Iceland, 977 by 1800 Tuesday. High, just west of Fitzroy, 1039, expected Fitzroy, 1036 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, 40s. Northwesterly 5 or 6, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, then southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later in Viking and North at Cira. Showers and occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Cromarty 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West or northwest 4 to 6, backing west or southwest 3 to 5. Showers then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, except in Portland. Showers, then occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, North Biscay. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Fair, then occasional drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South Biscay, Trafalgar, South Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, backing northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 in South Biscay and southeast Trafalgar. Occasional drizzle in South Biscay. Good, occasionally moderate in South Biscay. North Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or northwest, backing west or southwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides. West or southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later in Rockall and Hebrides. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Bailey, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, rain or drizzle, then wintry showers later, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, west or northwest, backing southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, showers, then rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, west or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle, moderate or poor, occasionally good. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering westerly 5 to 7 later. Rain or sleet, then wintry showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. And other weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west by south, 4, slight drizzle, 700 metres, 1023, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south, 2, recent rain, 7 miles, 1021, now falling. Lerwick, west-northwest, 6, rain, 2 miles, 1015, rising. Wick Automatic, west by north, 4, 7 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by west, 2, recent rain, 16 miles, 1022, rising more slowly. Lucas, southwest, 2, 13 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Boomer, west, 4, 13 miles, 1024, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west, 3, 1025, rising more slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 2, 11 miles, 1027. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north, 4, 11 miles, 1029. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, Northwest 3, 1030, rising more slowly. Jersey, north-northwest 4, 6 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 5, 1032. Scilly Automatic, northwest 3, 5 miles, 1034, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west-northwest 2, mist, 4 miles, 1031, now falling. Aberporth, southwest by south 2, 7 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Valley, south-southwest 3, 4 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west-northwest 4, mist, 3 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Valentia, south by east 2, recent fog, 1,000 metres, 1,033, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 2, recent drizzle, 6 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Malinhead, southwest by west 5, recent fog, 1,400 metres, 1,026, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, west-southwest 3, slight drizzle and rain, 1 mile, 1,025, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 30th of March. The general situation. Southern and eastern areas will lie in a west to northwesterly airflow during the next 24 hours, while in the northwest there will be a stronger southwesterly flow with patchy drizzle. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly, backing southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north and 3 in south, then increasing 7 later near Cape Wrath. Showers, then occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches for a time at first in north. Moderate or good, becoming poor at times, but occasionally very poor at first in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest 3 to 5. Showers at first in north, then occasional rain or drizzle for a time. Moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 2 to 4. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then west 2 or 3 later. Occasional rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers, then occasional rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in east, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers at first in far east, then occasional rain or drizzle. Good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 2 to 4, fair then occasional rain. Good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 from start point westwards, decreasing 2 at times further east. Mainly fair, then occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches in west, good, occasionally moderate in east, and very poor in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Bristol Channel and the Severn Estuary. Mainly fair, then occasional drizzle, fog patches for a time at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West or southwest 2 to 4, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first and 2 later. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. West or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches at first in north. moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Westerly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 7 at times later in north. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And Shetland Isles, northwest backing southwest 4 to 6, showers and occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4 for myself, Al Ryan. If you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. The White House hits back at claims that Donald Trump's threat to obliterate Iranian energy infrastructure could constitute a war crime.
You're saying the word potential for a reason, because I'm sure some experts are telling you that in your ear to try to ask me that question. Of course, this administration and the United States Armed Forces will always act within the confines of the law.
Residents of further Lebanese villages are ordered to evacuate by the Israeli military. As the global oil price soars, Ukraine refuses to halt attacks on Russian energy infrastructure unless Vladimir Putin does the same.
What happens after that? We'll be right back to the blackouts and the transportation crisis.
Meanwhile, a Russian oil tanker approaches Cuba, the only one so far since the US blockade started. And
it's one small step for man, one
NASA's countdown has started for Artemis 2, the first moon mission in more than 50 years. First, the news.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that more than half of his military aims over Iran have been achieved, but he didn't want to put a schedule on the timeline for ending the conflict. The Israeli leader said the attacks by the US and Israel were weakening Iran's leadership by degrading the country's military, missile and nuclear capacity. Earlier, the White House press secretary, Caroline Levitt, said President Trump expected Iran to make a deal.
Part of the ongoing process that's taking place and the ongoing negotiations, of course, anything that they say to us privately will be tested, and we will ensure that they are being held accountable to their word. And if they are not, the president has laid out the military consequences that the Iranian regime will see if they don't hold true to the words that we are hearing privately behind the scenes.
Iran has again denied there have been negotiations with U.S. officials. Iran's foreign minister has urged Saudi Arabia to evict U.S. forces from its territory.